Hello and welcome to AudioCast 6 in the Sovereign Intuitive Coach series. In this episode, we are diving into how to create easy yes coaching offers that serve without being salesy. The reason why I love this topic of creating coaching offers so much is I feel like this is one area of getting started as a coach that is way easier than what people think it is. And my goal with this audio cast is at the end of it, I hope that you have a clear line of sight into how you can start making money today as a coach if you are able, or once you are able, to construct your three-pronged offer stack, okay? So in this episode, I'm going to go over the biggest mistakes that I see new coaches make, but especially intuitive coaches make when they start thinking about putting together offers in their business, and then how the three-pronged offer stack that I'm going to teach you over in the Intuitive Coach Bootcamp workshop will help you fix that, okay? It will help you create a suite of offers that complement instead of competing or contradicting each other, that meet your dream clients at their level of need in working with you, and more importantly, their willingness to invest with you in that particular moment, so you are able to never leave money on the table while serving the people who need you most. All right, so let's dive into coaching offers. This is an area that I think a lot of new coaches don't have not only the confidence to step in and start creating, but really, truly, it is like a know-how problem. You just, if you've never put together solid coaching offers that actually sell and are proven to work and map onto your ideal client's problem while creating a specific result, then yeah, this is going to feel a little daunting. So that's the first thing I want you to know, is this is one of those things that creating coaching offers isn't something a person intuits. There's definitely a strategy and a tactic behind creating good offers, which is why I'm really excited to talk to you about it, because it's actually not hard. You just need to know the strategy. And that is what our offers, creating this offer stack, is all about. So what I want you to do is walk out of this episode knowing that what your coaching offers are basically here to do is just create a vehicle of transformation for your clients. That is all a coaching offer is. It is the box that you put the gift in, right? Think of it like a gift. So the gift is the gift, but then you put the gift in a box and you wrap the box. The box is your coaching program. That, it's actually not the gift. The gift that you're giving your client is the opportunity to change their lives, but they can't get that gift until they buy the coaching program, you know, until they buy the product, right? They buy the box. So that's a great way to think about your coaching offers. It's actually what you're selling or what you're offering your client isn't the coaching program itself. It's the transformation the coaching program provides, okay? So most of the time people feel like, oh, nobody wants, you know, I don't know how to get people to say yes to paying me money for this, or I don't know how to get people to enroll with me. Really, that's not the issue. What's actually happening is much simpler and actually much more easy to fix. Your offers aren't falling short because you don't have value, because you aren't able to provide incredible transformation. It's not that at all. It's how your offers are being constructed and how your offer is being communicated. That's the real problem. That's the real gap that we've got to solve. Okay. So let's get into the four reasons why this is happening. And then in the end, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the three components of your offer stack that need to be in place for you to be able to make it easy for your clients to say yes to working with you without feeling like they have to break the bank to do it. Okay. So mistake number one is that you're not being specific about the problems that you actually solve. And this is actually the most important one. Most intuitive coaches describe their work using big and beautiful, but ambiguous words that your clients might not understand. So these are words like, you know, frequency, resonance, alignment, right? There, we have an idea of what that is. Your clients have an idea, But that's not, and it's not specific enough for someone to be able to recognize a solution in it. And it's not that alignment or transformation or healing or, you know, it's not that there isn't transformation in it. It's that it's so overused. They don't know what you specifically mean by alignment. So they hear those buzzwords. They're not specific enough. And so they're not able to see the value that's there. It is there, but it's a communication problem. Okay. So people don't wake up in the morning going, I need alignment. They wake up thinking, I'm freaking stuck. I'm totally overwhelmed. Where did my day go? I am so sick and tired of setting goals and knowing that I'm never going to follow through with them because I never finish anything I start. That's what they wake up saying, right? I don't know what to do. I'm stuck in the same place. I don't know how to get started. Why can't I just commit to the goal? Why can't I be consistent? Why can't I stay disciplined? That's what they wake up thinking, right? So our offers have to map onto the lived experience of the of your client's problem. Because if it's not, people can't tell it's for them. So let's say, I'm going to give you an example here. Let's say you're an intuitive relationship coach. And you say, well, I help you get into alignment with your dream partner. It's like, okay, that's true. That is what you do. But how much more powerful would it be if you said, hi, I'm an intuitive relationship coach. I help you step into the self-acceptance you need that helps you relieve yourself from the toxic relationship patterns of your last two relationships so that you can call in the partner that you are supposed to be with within the next 2 years or year. Do you see how different that is? Do you see how they're like, oh my gosh, I see exactly what I'm going to release. I see where I'm going and it's time bound. I have an idea of when this can happen. You see how that's different? It's more specific. So your clients may like you, they may respect you, but they're not going to enroll because specificity creates safety and it creates certainty. So again, communication problem. It actually, again, has nothing to do with your actual coaching offer. You don't need to go tweak the coaching offer. Once you get your offer stack put in place the way I'm going to teach you how to do an Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, you're set. You're ready to rock and roll. Those are the three offers you need to get started to get paid right now. And it works because it's not following into any of these mistakes. And it also meets your client right where they are. Okay, it helps them see that their problem can be solved today. Mistake number two is that your offers don't match your client's readiness or capacity. And this is what I was just talking about a second ago. This one shows up when our offers are too much, too soon, or it just doesn't map on to the client's problem. So you might have a deep, beautiful transformation for your client in mind, but your client might not be ready for that. They might still be just standing in the doorway. So we need to have an offer that maps onto their level of readiness. So most people come into coaching curious but unsure. They're interested, but they're not fully committed yet. Maybe they're not even fully committed yet to their own transformation, much less on making a decision to hire somebody, right? So they want help, but they're not yet ready to take the leap. Okay, so when you have an offer that requires like a big, full, massive commitment, and it's this high emotional investment as well, or it's a long-term engagement, or your offer is just complicated. There's too many moving pieces. They're like, more is not a gift. Write that down. More is not a gift. If anything, your clients want less calls, less stuff, videos, less, right? They want it streamlined. They want to put in minimum effort to get maximum result. And that's what you need to be thinking about when you create your offer stack, okay? So it's not that they don't want to do the work. It's that they've already busted their butt to solve this problem and they're freaking tired, which is why they're hiring you, right? It's crazy. In my flagship program, which is the Sovereign Intuitive Coach Certification Program, my average enrollee who comes in has at least one up to three certifications. It's not like my clients haven't paid to figure out coaching modalities that help people. Their challenge is that they've never found one that actually gets their practice off the ground. They've never found one that's the foundation of their practice. They've got tools, right? They've got, you know, things that they can do, but none of it is connected. None of it is cohesive. None of it allows them to do what I'm talking about right now, which is meet their clients right where they are with their level of readiness, with their capacity to enroll, mapping on to who they're called to serve in the way they're called to coach, that even lets them go group, right? Grow year after year after year. That's why they come in to work with me. Does that make sense? So your clients are probably tired. They've probably already tried to solve this problem. So it's not that they're lazy or that they don't want to do the work. It's that they're freaking tired. And thank goodness they found you, because you're going to be the person who's actually going to help them say, you know what, this is solved for good. No more two steps forward, two steps back. They're going to get that result. Okay. So that is why we want to meet them at their level of readiness, their capacity, and we need to have offers that reflect that. Because when they're saying no to you, they're not rejecting you and your coaching. They're just overwhelmed and they're tired. So we need to think of that when we're creating our offers. Mistake number three, oh, this one's so big. Oh, please let your ears perk up. I'm like bursting out into song over this one. Mistake number three is that you're selling containers instead of outcomes. Now, this is going to sound a little funny because in this audio cast, I'm like, your offer stack has to be, it's so important, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking to you about the importance of an offer stack. But what if I told you that your clients don't actually want to buy your coaching program? They don't want to be in your container. They don't want to actually sit in a Zoom room with you once a week, three or four times a month. I know dang good and well that when people enroll in my certification program, they don't actually want to go sit through coach train, to be in a bazillion calls with me, to have that. No, that's not what they want. What they want, what you want, is to, at the end of that process, to wake up in the morning knowing that if you had 20 minutes with any person who was willing to work with you, you would change their lives. You would change their life for good. You would. You wake up knowing that. You wake up knowing that you are finally on the outside embodying and behaving in the manner that is 100% congruent with your higher self. So in other words, people come into my programs because they know that they have this powerful intuitive coach on the inside, but they don't know how to express it yet in the physical world. And after they work with me, they are able to express it. They have the self-confidence. Their intuition is on fire. They have coaching programs they're proud to use. They have the Sovereign Method, which they absolutely know works because they've coached people through it, through working in my certification program, right? That is what people want. They want to, I know that about my clients. They don't want to go get another certification per se. They're investing in themselves, in an identity, in an elevated identity. And they believe the Sovereign Method is going to do it, which it is. And they resonate with me and they know that I've got their back. They know I'm going to do my part, right? So they know that I'm going straight to the top and they know that I'm going to take them with me, right? We're going to link arms. We are all going to rise on the same tide. That's what your clients are after. So stop and think about this really quick. What does your client really need? What do they really want? Why are they actually working with you? What is the outcome that they are looking for? So here's a great way to come up with the outcome. Pretend when you think about your client, after they have worked with you, right? They're at the end of working with you. They've wrapped up their Kickstarter package with you or your signature program with you, or maybe they've just done a private session with you, right? You've wrapped that. They've had the experience with you. If you had to describe how that client is different using just behavior you can observe, right? How would it be different? What would you notice different? Okay. So for my clients, it would be things like, My clients are different in that they no longer hold back communicating their intuitive impressions to people. They openly discuss their intuitive way of being with others. They are super pumped to talk about what they do and how they do it because they can actually explain it. They are, they go from being like in the closet about their intuitive abilities to becoming an intuitive advocate and educator. Like they're able to explain what intuition is to other people. They go from being the weirdo in the room to like the genius that everybody can't wait to talk about because their freaking throat chakra's finally open and they're not afraid to be seen and heard. Okay. That is an observable behavior. My clients are paid. They are getting paid. They are pitching their work. They are fully in their identity and their role as a healer, as a leader in their life. They're no longer thinking about doing it. They have already done it. So they're walking in that, right? They're able to contribute financially to their households in whatever capacity that goal is. You see how this is all observable? So when you create offers that naturally walk a person into that outcome, not only do you get the client results, which I did a whole episode on why client results is so important, from a spiritual purpose perspective, but also from a business development perspective. When you are able to speak to that outcome instead of just talking about your coaching program, it gets a lot easier for people to just inherently see the value in what you do. And that's how you're selling without selling. You're just talking to people about your programs. Like I'm doing it literally on this audio cast, right? Like I'm just talking to you about Sovereign and what the certification entails and how it changes your life. Like it's just, I'm having a conversation, right? With you. I wish you could talk back. I know you're here with me in spirit with your little earbuds in or wherever it is you're listening to this. We're just having a conversation, aren't we? So that is the power of creating programs around the purpose of your work and the outcome that your client will naturally get in working with you. Because your clients don't buy Zoom calls. They don't buy workbooks. They don't buy recorded videos. They don't even really buy access to you. I know a lot of business coaches will tell you that that's what people are investing in. I actually disagree. As much as I hear all the time from my clients, Heather, I want to be in your world and I want to be in Sovereign because I know you're the teacher for me. At the end of the day, I know ultimately the only reason why people want to be in my container is because they're trying to create an identity shift like I created for myself all those years ago. So even at that, I keep my eye on, it's like I have OCD when it comes to helping my clients step into that next level identity. Literally that's what Sovereign Method does. It helps people integrate all of their different aspects of self via the four components of find it, feel it, friend it, and free it. That's what Sovereign does. So I know that my job, I never take my eyes off the fact that I am here ultimately and that my programs exist to help you not think about, not go through a certification and get program and get a piece of paper, but to actually help you effortlessly and easefully just be that next level of self that you are here to be, the powerful intuitive that you're called to be, confident, just in session, helping change lives. And then whatever that brings, many of my clients go on, maybe you want to write a book, maybe you want to host retreats, maybe you want to launch a podcast, maybe you want to open up a wellness center, whatever that big, hairy, audacious goal is. I know my job is to get you on the path of doing that. And it starts with becoming an incredibly powerful coach that is so good at their job. You wake up knowing every single day that you are the person that can change people's lives. I say this all the time. You give me 20 minutes with somebody who is coachable, with somebody who actually wants to change. You give me 20 minutes with that person and I will, in that container, I will change their life. It's a co-created effort, right? But the coaching that I offer, it will do it. I have seen too much. How do I know that? Because I have done it 1,000 times, 1,000 times over I've done it. I've just seen it happen, right? It's just a matter of fact. It's not me bragging. It's not me, I don't even think of it as me having confidence. It's just me like having eyes and observing what Sovereign Method does for people. So that's where confidence comes from. It comes from knowing that you can get that outcome because you trust your coaching method, you know who you're here to serve, and you are running a purposed and people first, profit next business, okay? So when your clients are able to see that outcome, they can't wait to work with you because it's what they've been waiting for. So they'll be, you know, it's like throwing money at you. Take my money when you're able to communicate that, okay? And also have programs that allow that transformation to happen, okay? And then our last mistake is that, and now, okay, so this one is a biggie. It's not as big as number three. I think number three is probably the biggest one, but this one is a biggie in 2026 moving forward because it used to be that this wasn't as much of a problem, whereas now I think it's a massive, massive, massive problem. So let your ears perk up. Mistake number four is that you're asking people to trust you to work with you without giving them a specific clear roadmap to exactly what that is going to look like for them. So back in the day, I would say like 2014 to like maybe 2021 is when it kind of started to shift. It used to be that you could have somewhat of a presence. You know, people would see you, they would like you, you know, and they were willing to give it a go. There was a lot of good faith in the coaching industry. And then COVID happened and we had just hundreds and thousands of people that have no training, no business being a coach. Like they're not in any way qualified to do this work. They just, everybody got forced online and they saw coaching as a way to make a ton of money without having to do anything. So what happened is you had this influx of coaches or so-called coaches come in and they're really good marketers and they're really good sellers and they were just there to make money. And I know that this is like me kind of being sensational or spilling tea or talking shit. And I'll tell you right now, I don't have any problem talking shit because what I'm about to say, this is true what I'm saying. They were totally unqualified. They didn't care about their clients. They saw the cash grab and they took it. And they're really good at convincing people that they're smart and a guru. They love being visible. You know, you're quintessential social media attention whore. So they flooded the market. And what, you know, people who needed help, they don't know the difference between a qualified coach and a person who's acting like one. So all of these high ticket offers were everywhere. People are paying $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 for coaching and none of it worked. Nobody got any results. So fast forward to today, trust is at an all-time low. Everybody has been burned. You know, you swing a cat and you're going to meet a person who has invested in some type of coaching program that didn't reveal or, you know, give them any result that was promised. So today, you have to show people exactly how you're going to help them. And you do that in two areas. Now, this is what we're going to do in Intuitive Coach Bootcamp. So click the link in show notes and get registered or DM me on Instagram at Heather Alashay, the word bootcamp, and I'll get you set up. Just go click show notes too. It's easy for you to do since you're in here listening to the episode and get registered. I'm going to teach you all of this in greater detail. But how you help them trust you and give them a map is through two things. You have to explain to them your coaching method. Okay, so in this case, we're going to be in bootcamp. I'm going to teach you Sovereign. You're going to learn about Sovereign methods. You have to show them how you coach them. You've got to let them know what is it going to look like to work with you in the sessions. In other words, like how do you get this transformation? So you need to have a method. Back in the day, that wasn't as important because there was trust, right? People would just, oh, I like her, I'm going to do it. Now they're like, yeah, I might like you, but how do I know this is actually going to work? So the first is you have to have a method. That's what Sovereign's for. And the second is you have to show them the process of what it's like to work with you through time. And that's your coaching offer. So they need to know, okay, this is the coaching method. This is her approach. And then it's going to take me 3 months or it's going to be 6 months and we're going to meet whatever, whatever, right? This is what the coaching program entails. They're able to see what's going to happen in session, which is your method. That's the how you help them. But then the way that they go through that method is your coaching program. All right. And then there are three, there's a specific way you need to set up those coaching your programs so that they complement one another. In your offer stack, those offers complement, okay, instead of competing or conflicting with each other. And that is a massive thing. I see they're just creating coaching offer after coaching offer. It's just all freaking over the place. You really should only have three offerings when you're first starting out. Because if you have anything, and those three offers are just, it's very tight. Okay, come to bootcamp. I'm going to show you how to put them together. I'm going to tell you what they are here in a second. So you have to be able to not ask people to trust you, but show them how you are going to help them so that they can see it. And it's much easier for them to be like, okay, I see the value, because people are so skeptical. We are in a trust recession. They are, and discernment is at a high, like, I'm glad that people's bullshit meters are well calibrated at this point, but it does increase the level of expertise and communication that you've got to have as you show up. Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't, you know, I'm going to toot my own horn here for a second. I do say this with humility, because I believe that the reason why I've been successful as I have is just literally because of spirit and God, like, you know, soli deo gloria. That's a Latin phrase that says to the glory to God alone. I believe that. But I've been in business for 11 years. That is a long time as a female entrepreneur who's in the online space to be in business. Like, I have broken every odd. I've beat every odd. Like, I'm in top 1%. And I really believe the reason why I'm still standing when so many coaches aren't, it is not because I'm super talented. It's not because I'm like super intuitive. I actually think I'm like, I don't know. I feel like my intuitive abilities are, they're solid, but like, I'm not the most intuitive a person I've ever met in my life. You know, it's because I do not ask people to trust me. I don't ask people to wing it. I am able to give people methodologies and frameworks that work, that map onto their process, that map onto what they need. I'm really, really good at that. So I'm not just like selling. My business isn't based on like slick branding and vibes. It's not based on a wink and trust me. It's not based on, you know, and I know that you don't want to do that either, right? Like, you want to actually help people change their life. So this mistake number four, I believe that I started my business and I've never made this mistake. I've never taken it for granted that a person's going to pay me. I've always felt like I have a deep responsibility to deeply understand my clients and care about them. So, you know, when I was in graduate school, I had a professor say to me, Heather, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I believe that giving your clients a method they can trust with a program that feels so good to them is how I show that I care. And it's how you show that you care. Because I know that you do care. But you know something? Your clients don't really know that. And I think they want to believe it, but they've been burned before. And they're tired. Oh my God, y'all. It's 2020. Everybody tired. We are all exhausted. I tell you what, you know what I want? I want a juice box and a Rice Krispie treat and somebody to cuddle me up in the corner with a blanket and let me watch, you know, frickin' Jane Eyre movies for the rest of my life. Like, that is my idea of a life well lived. Like, you know, we're all tired. So do the hard yards like I'm talking about here in giving them a method and creating an offer stack that makes it a no-brainer for them to work with you. So if you want to learn how to do that, how to put together your offer stack, join Intuitive Coach Bootcamp. Click the link in the show notes. Let's get you set up. And if you're already registered, show up live, because people who show up live are going to get all kinds of fun freebies from me. So definitely show up live to get all of the extra benefits. Okay. So what are we really saying here? We need the appropriate structure for your clients to be able to see the value. So that gives them a place to start with you. It gives them a place to commit to the process with you, and it gives them a way to go do the deep work that's actually going to last. So right now I'm going to give you the three components of your offer stack that are going to help you meet your clients at their level of readiness and their level of current commitment, right? And their current need for them to be able to say yes to working with you. The first is your smallest. This is your private session. The second is your Kickstarter. This is like a mini version. It's, think of it like a mini coaching program, a mini coaching package. And then the third is your signature program. Now, I know this sounds really easy. You're probably hearing those three things going, yeah, duh, Heather, that's not rocket science. But the magic is in how you structure and position these offers. And that's what we're going to go over in bootcamp. You do not want, like, your private session has to be positioned a certain way, because if you don't set it up this way, it's going to cannibalize your signature or your Kickstarter and your signature. If your Kickstarter program is not set up in a specific way, guess what? It is going to ruin, no one will ever enroll in your signature, okay? If your signature program is not set up in a specific way, no one is ever going to invest in it, because it is your highest ticket offer. They're going to look at your private sessions or your Kickstarter and they're going to go, why wouldn't I just do those? Do you see what I'm saying? So it's, that is where the magic is. And it's not something you're going to intuit. It is something you need to be taught. I learned this the hard way over being in business for 11 years. I would say for you as an intuitive, it's even harder to get the structure right, because the fact is you're doing energy-based work. So it's even more nuanced for you. So come to Intuitive Coach Bootcamp so I can give you the positioning, like how to structure all of this stuff, so you can leave, you know, bootcamp just totally on fire and ready to crush as a new coach. And I will see you in the live workshop. You can go find me on IG at Heather Alice Shea. Shea is spelled S-H-E-A. Just send me the word bootcamp, or you can click the link in this audiocast to get started. But above all, I want you to know that if the dream is in you, it is for you. You have this calling. You are called to coach. You can use your intuition to do it. And once you have a method and an offer stack that makes it possible for you to go from free sessions to your first paid clients with ease, doing the work you're called to do in the world, that is that where you're going to get that moment of lift and go from dreaming about being a coach to witnessing yourself doing it every single day. And that is my wish for you. Okay, I will see you in bootcamp. Talk to you later.